Chodesh Tov, and thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the first day of the month of Elul. Today is Rosh Chodesh Elul, the King is in the field. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Alini Orna, Bas Chaim Chana, Tinok Ben Nechama Devora, Raya Bas Michal, and Pesach Bitzalo Ben Chaya Batsheva, Edei, and everyone in need. Have a refuah shalema, and for whatever reason, for whatever purpose, we get on this daily call for ourselves, for others, davening for those in need of shidduchim, for those who are yearning for healthy children, for those in need of parnasa, of chizuk, whatever it might be. May all of our tefillos, may all of our prayers be answered with tova for good. Additionally, as always, please keep in mind all those still being held captive, Arvin Netanel, Ben Sona Tziona in Iran, of course, our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they be released today, mamish today, returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitzchak Feldman, congregation in Lake Bracha in Palo Alto, California, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Feldman, fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, as we shared yesterday, even though we traditionally, typically do not say Parak Chaf, chapter 20 on Rosh Chodesh. We are still very much in a state of distress, as the opening line shares in this chapter, and so we will recite it today. Chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Those are Parakim, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chafalas, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew, translated into English. And then Rabbi Feldman will lead us in our three Meshaberach for Sahal, for the Shuyim, for the Cholim, and Rabbi Feldman will pause in the Mishaberach Acholim to allow us to please be able to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feldman.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman, and thank you very much for all that you have been doing in putting together these calls. It's my pleasure to join you on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and I want to speak a little bit about Elul itself, and then we will go into the chapters of Tehillim. All of the months of the year, the Jewish year, they are associated with actions, with activities that the body carries out, like speech. The month of Nisan is associated with speech. The Haggadah and all that we say during the course of Pesach is emblematic of that. That is our trying to correspond to our actions with the power of that month. So all of the months are associated with action. Some of them are a month associated with seeing, a month associated with hearing. The month of Elul is associated, the language of the Sefer Han. The Sefer HaYetzira is Maisa, is action. So everything I've been describing is an action. Speaking is an action. Hearing is an action. Seeing is an action. So why is this month associated with Maisa, that is action explicitly? So that's because all of the other actions that we talk about take place within what we would call a framework that is already there. But Elul is about action which changes the framework, which creates a new framework. And what we're trying to do during this month is take advantage of the possibility that Hashem has extended to us to actually change things. What is the most important thing we're trying to change? So we're coming up on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah itself, those two words, seem to be a little bit of an oxymoron, because Hashanah is something which repeats. The word means to repeat. And a Rosh is something which is a beginning. And we know in circles, we know when it comes to cycles, There are no beginnings to a cycle. There are no beginnings to a circle. But we're trying to insert a rosh into the shana. We're trying to insert a change into what would otherwise be repetition. That's what the avodi is. That's what the challenge is of this time, is to make a change which is so profound that when we get to Rosh Hashanah, we really are dealing with something which is new rather than something which is just repeating. The roots for all of these types of concepts are always in the Torah itself. The original Elul that took place in the desert was the Elul when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to accept the second pair of Luchot, the second pair of tablets. After the Torah had been given, and then the tablets had been forfeited because of the golden calf, so Moshe Rabbeinu goes up the second time to get a second. It's his third trip up the mountain, but it's his second time to get luchot, to get tablets. That is the first time in the Chumash, the first time in the Torah, that there is a reversal of a decree. The decree should just be there; there shouldn't be any way around it. But we are able to reverse that, because of what Moshe Rabbeinu did in terms of davening, and then because of the actions of the people in terms of their regret and their change. This is what we are trying to catch on to. This is what we're trying to channel during this time. It gives us the possibility to actually change. If I can insert something in terms of the contemporary situation, I would say that the following. We have all the time during this month, right? The beginning of the repetition starting this morning, last night and this morning. We have the saying of chapter 27 in Tehillim, LeDavid. We insert this during this time because this also is our attempt to grab onto the power of this month. When the Tur in his commentary on the Torah talks about the different ramazim, the different hints which we associate with the month of Elul, he says that there is a hint in one of the verses in this chapter of Tehillim. That is, toward the end of the chapter, we say that lule hemanti, right? If I had not believed in the good of HaKadosh Baruch, the good of Hashem, right? What would have happened? So the word lule is the reverse of the word Elul. That's the remez, that's the hint to Elul in the verse. But what is it saying? So the verse before says a dire situation in which we ask that Hashem not give us into the will of our enemies. And then it says, Ki kamu bi ade sheker v'yafei hamas. Who is rising up against us? Those who say, who give false testimony, and who breathe Hamas, who breathe violence. These are the people who are standing up against us. The only thing that we can do against in response to this is Hemanti Lirot Betuv Hashem, that I have to believe that I am able to see the good that Hashem gives. If I do not see that, if I do not believe in that, then in fact, my enemies will be able to overtake me. We won't have anything. We won't have anything that can turn them back. It is only because we have the ability to be ma'amin, to believe in the good of Hashem. Without that, then our enemies take over. This is what the end of the chapter is telling us in terms, and this is what we're trying to grab onto when it comes to Elul, that if the only thing which will make this into a new year is if we can in fact see that our enemies are only defeated, can only be defeated, if we first have the steadfastness, the emuna, to see the good of Hashem. If we can do that, then no matter what our enemies do, no matter what kind of violence they breathe, we can overcome that. We can absolutely stand fast. That's the message that we started this morning to say, to try to capture when we start to say this chapter of Tehillim. And in Yisrael Hashem, with God's help, this will in fact be an Elul in which we can overcome our enemies with the bedrock emuna, which allows us to accomplish everything else that we can do. That's what I wanted to share in terms of this morning. And now I want to turn to the chapters of Tehillim. The first Tehillim is Perek Chof. This is chapter 20. Lemenatzeach Mizmor LeDavid. Yan Chadanoi B'yom Sara. Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadek. Yizchor Kol Min Chosecha V'olascha V'yidash Nesela. Yitain Lecha Chilavavecha V'chol Atzascha Yimalei. Nerananu B'yeshua Secha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidgol. Yimalei Anoi Kol Mishlo Secha. Ata Yedati Ki Hoshi Aranoi Mishicho. Yanenu B'shmei Kadsho B'gvuros Yeshech Yimino. Ele V'rechev V'elu V'susim. V'anachnu B'shem Aranoi Eloheinu Nazkir. Hema Karov V'nafalu. V'anachnu Kamnu V'nisodad. Aranoi Hoshia HaMelech Yanenu V'yom Karenu. Now, chapter Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo exar, binos desha yarbitzeni, amein menuchos yenahaleni. Nashi yeshovev, yanchenu b'magle tzerek, leman shemo. Gam ki elech begeg tzalmaves, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, shiftecha v'umishantecha, hema yenachamuni, taroch lefanai shulchan, neged tzorarai, Ishant v'shemim norshi, kosi revaya. Achto v'chesed yudefuni, ko yimei chayai. Ishafti v'beis adonai le'orech yamin. Now chapter Kufchav Aleph, chapter 121. Shir l'malos esa enai el herri, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri me'im adonai yose shemayim v'arez. Al yitain lamot raglecha, yenume shomarecha. Hinei lo yenum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, naitzilcha yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmores nafshecha. Adonai yishmores eschav uvoecha me'ata v'yad olam. Now chapter Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir ha-malos me'mamakim krasicha Adonai. Adonai shima b'koli tiyenat necha kishivos l'kol tachanu noi. Im avonos tishmo yad noi mi yamod. Ki imecha haslicha halamahan tivore. Ki vif yadonai kivisal nafshi devaroho chalti. Nafshi ladonai mi shomarim laboker, shomarim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el adonai ki madonai chesed varbe imo fedus. Vahu yifdeh Yisrael mikol avonoso. And the final chapter, chapter Kuf Mem Beis, that is Psalm 142. Maschil le David biyosa memaras vilo, koli el Adonai Ezra, koli el Adonai eschanan, eshpach lefanav sichihi, tarasi lefanav agihi, behis atef alai ruchiv hata yedata nisibasi, borak zuhalek tamenuhu fachlihi, habet yamim ure'e ve'en li makir, Avad manos mimeni en dolesh lenafshi. Zoachti elech adonai, amarti ata machsi chelki beretz hachayim. Hachshiva el rinasi, ki dalosi ma'od. Hatzilenu mirodafahai, ki amatzuhu mimeni. Hotziya mimaschir nafshi, lehodos eshemecha. Biyakti lusadikim, ki sigmohol alahai. Now I'll say achenu, which I will also translate into English afterwards. Achenu chobeis Yisrael, hanesunim betzara ubeshivya, ho'omidim beinem biyam ubein biyabasha, ha'machom yirachem aleichem, v'yotziem mitzara l'ravacha, u'ma'afele la'ora, u'meshibu l'gu'ula, hashta ba'gala v'zman kariv, v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or on land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon. And let us say, Amen. I want to say the Misha Berach for Chayle Tzahal, the prayer for the soldiers in the Israeli armed forces. Misha Berach Avosino Abraham Yitzchak V'Yakov, Hu yivarech es chayalei tzeva hagana liYisrael va'anshei kochos habitachon ha'omdim al mishmar asenu va'arei Eloheinu migvul ha'levanan v'abibar mitzrayim u'menayam ha'gadol al lavo ha'rava b'chol makom shehem b'yabasha ba'avir u'b'yam yitein adonai es oyveinu ha'kamim alenu nigafim mifehem ha'kadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatzil es chayalenu mikol tzar v'tzuka mikol nega u'machala v'yishvach baracha v'hasachar b'chol ma'aseh yedehem yadber sonenu tachtehem v'yatrem b'kesei yeshua v'ateres nisachon k'yom behem ha'kasuv ki adonai eloheichem ha'olech imachem lehilachem lachem im oyveichem lehoshchiach eschem v'nomar amen. I want to say Misha Berach also for the Shvuim, for those who are still being held hostage. Misha Berach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor es nedari tzeva hagana Yisrael v'shvuyav v'es kol achenu hanesunim b'tzara u'v'shivya ba'avur shakol hakal hakadosh hazeh mispalel ba'avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem ויוציאים מחושך וצלמבס, ומוסרוסיהם ינתק, וממצוקוסיהם היושיים, וישיבים מהירה לחיך משפחותיהם. יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאות לבני אדם, קיים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ופדי אדוני ישובם ובאו ציון ברינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה ישיגו, ונשאו יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. Finally, I want to say a Misha Berach for the sick, a prayer for the sick, for the cholim, the prayer for the sick, and I will pause for 30 seconds to let people insert whatever names they want to insert in the prayer. Misha Berach Avsenu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David u'Shlomo hu yivarech v'yirape es ha'cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimon L'Raposam Lachzikam Lachiosam V'yishlach Lahem Mehira Refuah Shalema Min HaShemayim L'Chol Ivreim L'Chol Gideihem B'Soch Shar Cholei Yisrael Refuah Tanefesh Refuah Saguf Hashda Bagalav Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Salzman. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in your Hashem in the near future. I apologize. Loud background sound. I'm in an Uber on my way to the airport. For us here at the Daily Shalom Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment, Tila, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the Chama of comfort, strength, and hope to all of Yisrael around the world. Chodesh Tov.